Tonight we are continuing on Siman Tav Ayin Hey. Thank you. It is 9:25. Siman Tav Ayin Hey. We are continuing with Yeser Dinei HaSeder. So last night we discussed the halachas of Motzi Matzah and Achilas Matzah. Now we are continuing with Sif Aleph with the halachas of Maror. So the Mechaber writes, V'acharkach, after you've eaten the matzah, the two kezesim, V'acharkach yikach kezayis maror, you take a kezayis maror, V'yishakenu chula b'charoses, you put the whole thing in charoses, V'lo yashena b'socha, you don't leave it there too long, Shlo yibatil tam miruso. If you leave it too long, it's going to lose the potency. So mishum zeh, rather mitam zeh, for this reason, sarach lenayr hacharoses me'olav. We have to shake off the charoses, you dip it in, shake it off, and then v'yivarech al achilas maror, you say the bracha, and v'yochilenu below haseba. Then, of course, you eat it without leaning over. So look at the Mishnah Berurah. Let's begin at Sif Katan Yud Beis, Yud Gimel rather, in the bottom of that first page. Yishakenu chula, we dip the whole thing. So what does it mean the whole thing you put in here? So if you look at the Dirshu, my footnote's 20. I know we have different yourselves now. So for me, it's 20. So in regards to Leinyan Hanidon, im yesh lahatpil kodem birchas halachias mara or lachre. So when do you do the dipping? Do you dip it in first the charoses and then you say the bracha? Or do you say the bracha and then do you dip it in? So it refers to a different discussion, which we didn't see this when we did Siman Tav Ayin Gimel and Sif Katan Nun Dalet, those who are following along with that. So let's just pull back there for 1 second here. So there in footnote 66, so he quotes a Magen Avraham that says, in Karpas, you're supposed to say a bracha first in Karpas and then dip it in the salt water. And the Prima Gadim says that's not called a hefsek because that's part of the mitzvah. It's an inner of the mitzvah. But then he says, it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch himself, that first you dip it in the salt water, which is what I do in my house at least, and then you say the bracha. So that seems to be a machlokas, and the Kav HaChaim says that a well, that you should dip it, then the bracha, and so too says Rav Chaim Kanievsky, to dip it in and say the bracha. So seemingly the same halach would apply here as well. First dip in the maror, in the charoses, shake it off a little bit, and then after that point, say the bracha, and then you're supposed to eat it. Now, for practical reasons, they bring down the footnote here as well. Let's say you're using chrein for your maror, so it's really hard to dip the piece of chrein in charoses. Nothing really sticks. So they suggest, again, it's not, it's, you don't have to be a chacham to know this, but Rav Chaim, rather the disciple, says you put some charoses on top of the maror, because it's hard to dip the chrein in, so you put it on top of it, then you shake it off, and then you say the bracha, and then you eat it. That's the process. Okay. Where are we now? So we're in the middle of the Sif Katan Yud Gimel. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Bishakenu chula," you dip in the maror, and then kedei lahamis eres, the eres shebesocha. You want to literally the poison, but you don't want it to be too sharp. That could be dangerous. The yesh mekomos, and there are some places, says the Mishnah Berurah, "Shein nagin l'shakea kula." You don't put the whole maror in, the whole piece of lettuce. Ella B'tivol miksasa, a little bit in is sufficient. I've never seen anybody, again, I've been limited to Siddharm I've went to, but I've never seen anyone put the whole maror inside. You put the end of lettuce in, you dip the lettuce in the charoses, and you shake it off. But, you know, to take the whole lettuce in the charoses, you need a big bowl of charoses to really put the whole lettuce in. So I would imagine we fall under the yesh mekomos that just dip a little bit, miksasa, in the charoses. Fine, so that's all the halachas of maror. Pretty straightforward. There's no leaning, and you have a kezayis. So then the Mechaber writes, V'acharkach, after having the maror, we have the notel, achakach notel matzah, shalishis ubotzeh mimenu. Then you take the third, the bottom matzah, that's the one that's left over. You should have finished the top two already. So you take that third one, botzeh mimenu, you break it, v'korcha im maror. You wrap it in maror. We'll see how to do the kricha exactly in a second. V'tovla b'charoses, and then you take this korech, we call it, and put it in the charoses. The yesh omrim, says the Rama, de'ein l'tavla, one shouldn't put it in the charoses. We'll see in the machlokas in just a second. V'chein hu aminhagim, v'chein reisi nagin. That's what the minhag has been, and that's exactly what the Rama had observed as well. So it sounds like the Sfaradim should do the tevila according to this, and the Rama not to do the tevila, the Ashkenazim not. But we'll see the Mishnah Berurah, we'll argue in just a second on that. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, so Sif Katan Tez Zayin, the Korcha Im Hamara. So you're supposed to wrap the matzah with the marah. So there's a difficulty with how the kriecha is done, because kriecha really means to wrap. It doesn't mean to make a sandwich. And therefore, it doesn't. Our matzahs doesn't really work well. You can't make a wrap with our matzahs. They're hard. Those who use the soft matzahs, those sfardim who you have a...
I've used it once.
Okay, you're allowed to. We are not. Those who are allowed to and those who do it, they can really make a wrap with the matzah and wrap a maror inside of it. We can't do that. So the custom that I've seen, and always what I've been taught, is you put the maror between the two pieces of matzah. That's how it's been done. But there are other poskim brought down here that you actually put the matzah between two marors. So I know Rav Shechter, I heard Rav Shechter say, to accomplish the din of kriecha wrapping, you could use the lettuce, because that can wrap. So you wrap the matzah with the lettuce, since we have hard matzahs. That's what he does. And there's, again, brought down here, two different opinions, what's supposed to be done.
Not that I've ever done it, but since hard matzah has only been around for about 150 to 200 years, why is it so matter of fact that Ashkenazim can't use the soft ones?
It's just been our, that's been our Mesorah at this point. Yep. Okay. So now the, it wouldn't be chametz. It would not be chametz for us. You could have it. It's certainly not chametz. At the same time, we don't...
If an Ashkenaz goes to a Sephardim Seder, they can have some matzah.
No, they should not.
The whole institution of hard matzahs is, came with the Industrial Revolution.
Whatever the reason is, that's been our mesorah to have it. And so, okay. Fine. So now the Mishnah Berurah says, Korachim Hamara, Sifkat and Tezayim. V'tzarech kezayis matzah v'kezayis mara. You need a kezayis of korech, of the matzah, and a kezayis of mara. We're going to get in those shirim tomorrow. V'tam krichazu. The reason for this is, k'dei lotzeis das hilo. Who's hilo? What does he hold? D'sfir le dekra de'al matos umarom yochlu. You're supposed to see the matzah and the mara together. B'hadei hadade. Together, mashma. So that's why we have the korech, to eat them both b'yachad. U'mikom makom. So maybe what we should do is forget the first eating of the matzah and forget the first eating of the maror, forget those first two stages and just have a sandwich and we're accomplishing everyone. We have a matzah, we have maror, we have them together. Everything works out great. Why do you have to eat so many different times? So it says the Mishnah Berurah, Mikol Makom Latzeis Rak Bezeh, using just this sandwich alone, Kidei Bezeh Yedei Achiz Matzah V'Achiz Maror, Yefshar. If you just have the sandwich, you can't use that because Bezman Hazeh Afilo Hilo. Even Hill will agree it won't work bizman hazeh for your chiyuv of matzah, nor for your chiyuv of mar. Why? D'cheven d'mar bizman hazeh d'leka pesach einarak midrabanan. The psukim connect mar to the carbon pesach. There is no carbon pesach, obviously, so mar is only a din d'rabanan bizman hazeh. And matzah is still d'raisa. So v'alkein, kishayochlim b'yachad, we need the matzah d'raisa. With the mar d'rabanan b'yachad, asi tam mar. The sharpness of the mara, which is only dirabanan, will be mevatel l'tam matzah shu midaraisa. It's going to now override the tam of the matzah, which is a deraisa level, afil bezman hazeh. So this is a big sugya. Don't try to figure this out, but it's a big sugya in the Gemara in Psachim. But the dirabanan, the strong flavor of the mara, which is dirabanan, is going to overpower the matzah deraisa, and we no longer have the matzah deraisa anymore. No, I don't think so.
When they're rolled, short version, when they rolled the arisa, there's no bittul.
Exactly. That, yeah, but there's a big sugya, the Gemara, there's a Rambam, there's a Balmor, there's a Ramban. So, yeah.
According to Hillel, he didn't do...
He did both. No, he says even Hillel did this. Hillel, this is Zeichel and Mikdash. This is just Zeichel and Mikdash. But he can just explain why can't anybody, even Hillel, why can't you accomplish the all chiyuvim together? For this reason, Tzarech le'echel matchila kol echad b'fnei atzmo. Eat each one separately first. V'charkach afterwards, ochel shneem b'yachad. Eat them both together. K'dei lasa zecher lizman shaya mikdash kayim. To remember what was done during the time of the mikdash. V'ekrivo Pesach, v'oz l'fi das hila hayu ochlin matzah mara b'yachad. Just simply to remember. Fine. Then the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat and Yud Zayin. V'tovla b'charoses. You're supposed to dip the korich into the charoses again. Sharei krichazu. He's eich l'mikdash. Kilel. And Hillel hayu makai mitzis charoses b'mara zeh shebekricha. So he was, the way it was done in the mikdash was where it had the sandwich. Sharei lo haya ochel mara klal kodem krichazu. So here too as well, when you dip it in the charoses, you're supposed to shake it off as well for those who dip the korech into the charoses. So then, Let's now jump to Sivkot and Yutes. So the Mishabruah, rather the Ramah writes, V'chem Reisi Nogin. He thought the practice was not to dip the Koriach and Charoses. And that's how he paskined them. But the Mishabruah quotes the Ein Be'achronim, She'eskimu de'ha'ikir k'deh rishona, u'mikamakam hecha de'nog nog. So the Mishabruah paskins that one should really dip it in the charoses, but if you have a certain practice otherwise, so either way you're really fine, because the whole institution of Korech is simply a Zeichel Mikdash, so don't go so crazy about it. But it sounds like if a person doesn't have a set minog, and I don't think anybody really does, they look at the Haggadah, depending on what the Haggadah tells you to do, that's what people do. Some will say dip, some will say no dip, some will say there's different customs. So now that you learn everything inside, it sounds like one should, if they have the choice, to dip in the charoses. I use lettuce, and then I have a some the chrein afterwards. Get some of that sharpness. Right. No, but that the less the best. I guess you weren't here that year, but the lettuce is certainly the best. Lettuce is definitely the best. Korech, I do lettuce, and I put some of the small pieces of chrein inside as well.
So you mix it all together.
Yeah, mix it all together. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Or just
no, I dip it in charoses and then shake it off. Okay, now let's go to back up top to the Mechaber. Mechaber writes after the Ramah, he says, "V'omer zeichel mikdash kehilol." You say the whole paragraph we have in the Haggadah. "V'ochlin biyachad basay," but then you eat it all together, leaning. So if you look at the Mishabruah sif katan chav beis, "V'ochlin biyachad," eat it all together. "Ein la'el sif katan tes shekasavnu shein tzarch levlo biyachad." You don't have to swallow it all together. You put it all together in one shot. So some people really crumble everything up outside and then shove it so it goes in the mouth in one shot. Others could chew it as they put in, chew it in. But not to swallow it together, as we said, that's dangerous and it's not derech achila. But it should all be in your mouth together at some point before you begin to swallow. And then baseba, says the Mishabruah Sifkat and Chav Gimel Baseba, Mishum Matzah Sho'ochel. You're leaning this maror there in the sandwich. We don't lean for it, no, because the matzah is the ikker. So you're leaning out the matzah, not because of the maror.
Out the matzah representing the Korban Pesach.
Whatever also represents the matzah itself. Okay, yeah. Fine. So then the Mechaber says further, Umishaberech, Mishaberech, Alachiyaz Matzah, Lo Yasiach Badavar. So this is a very important line right now. From the moment you say the bracha of alachias matzah, lo yasiach bedavar, a person should not lose focus, she'eino me'inin hasuda, that's not related to the suda at all, ad she'yochel kri chazu. That he shouldn't talk, there should be no speaking, and once you start the washing of the hands for matzah, so you've done the kricha. In my house, there's a lot of mms. You are allowed to really talk if it's relevant to the like anything else, like if it's the tzarech, here's for you. You don't have to say here's for you, but pass me the matzah, pass me the bag of mar. You're allowed to, but we've got mms going on because of this halacha that you shouldn't be mesiach daito from the first eating of the matzah until the kricha. Kidei, in order, the reason is very important. Kidei shetala birchas achilas matzah, birchas achilas mara, gam la kricha zo. That's the whole point. Because this hillel, this kricha, this karich, is a zeichel mikdash, but it's supposed to be that matzah in case this is the right way to do it. So you said the bracha 5 minutes earlier, and you were mafsik. So we want to make sure there's no hafsik, so from the bracha of achilas matzah until karich, everything should be done smoothly and not any interruption.
We have the marah
in the marah as well. That's also part of that. So you also have the marah, which the bracha on the marah is also going to work on the marah of the karich. Yeah, I hear that. I guess this is the best thing we could do. it's a tough situation, I guess, but this is the best. It's still the tzarech, it's all part of the tzarech of the suda, of all the different mitzvahs. It's all focusing on matzah and maror, as opposed to focusing on dal kosos, or focusing on the chicken soup. But it's still a focus on the mitzvahs at hand.
If the maror is rabbanon, why don't we do matzah, zeichel mikdash, and then maror?
Because we, the inyan is that we want the maror to be independent. Because if it's not, if we put them together, that mar is going to knock out the matzah. So you're saying, if we have matzah, we're ready, yotze matzah, so now have mar together with the korich, so then the mar, we don't care about matzah anymore, we're ready, we're yotze the matzah, why not have it together? Not sure. It seems seemingly that would, it's misvar, it sounds like it would make sense to do, but I don't know, I'm not sure. Okay, so that's all for the eating the maror and the korech. Now let's jump to another siman quickly about the dinim of achilas afikomen. Jump to Taf Ayin Zayin. Dine achilas afikomen. Okay, the Mechaber writes, La'acher gmar kol asuda, after you finish eating, ochlin mimatza shmura tachas amapa, kezayis kol echad. So the matzah that had been hidden, this is the afikomen that you hid, or the kids hid, or left over on the side. Every single person has to have a kezayis. Well, we know, of course, now that's impossible. One piece of bread, now this is even half a matzah. That's impossible for there to be kezayis for everyone there. But everyone has to have a kezayis of matzah at that point. Zeichel pesach hanechal ala sova. To remind us, now this eating of the afikomen is part of a large discussion which I'm not going into, but according to the Mechaber, the afikomen, this is supposed to represent the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach was eaten al hasova when you were full, then after that you had your lamb. You'd eat your lamb at that point. So to remember that, we eat the afikomen, this matzah, which is supposed to remind us of the zecher, of the Karban Pesach, and after being full, that's when we eat it. And zecher pesach hanechal al hasova v'yochlena baseba. And we eat it leaning over. Lo yivarech alav, there is no bracha. And then he importantly writes, we're not going to go through the Tanai of Avin Nezer, but those who know it, he says, V'yehei zahir la'achlo kodem chatzos. The person should be very, very careful to make sure that they eat the afikomen prior to chatzos. Pay attention to when it is. Nowadays, does it say there when it is?
It does,
yeah?
We changed the clock, so it'll probably be just short of 1 o'clock.
No, we changed the clocks already.
We changed the clocks already.
Yeah, so now is it 1 o'clock there?
Chatzos in the daytime is 1 o'clock, which means at night it's also 1
o'clock. Okay, so we have plenty of time this year. But then again, we start later also, right?
Whatever.
So then, and then the Ramah adds, V'yakayim atzmo shagam ha-halel yikra kolim chatzos. The halel also should preferably be also completed before chatzos. So if you look now at the Mishnah Berurah for some additional kezesim for those who are looking for it. So the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat and Aleph, Kezayis, ulichatchila tov shikach shnei zeisim, echad zeichel pesach. There are really two karbanos, and echad zeichel matzah necheles ima. To remind us of the matzah that accompanied the Karban Pesach, those are two kezesim. There's a lot of eating to do. So again, we'll discuss tomorrow the different kulas we have for the different ones, but these are another two kezesim. Now the problem comes in, and I'll mention this tomorrow, people think you look at those these diagrams. Oh, kezayis is two-thirds of a matzah, whatever shear you're using, half or a third, whatever size you have. So the thin matzahs that I use, a typical kezayis, the big one's two-thirds of a matzah. So now you have two-thirds times two, for the first night, first eating, and then you have another two-thirds time two is an afikomen, but that's really incorrect. As we'll see tomorrow, that you could really maneuver the different shiurim of use more lenient shiurim depending on a mitzvah deraisa, mitzvah derabanan. Is it two kezesims mikra din, or is it two kezesims simply a chumrah? So we have all these things to balance out. But again, just straight reading of the Mishnah Berurah is there are those who lechachila should tov to have two kezesim, one for the zeichel pesach and one for the matzah that accompanied it. And then the Mishnah Berurah adds on sifkat and beis kol echad. Af noshim chayavos bazeh. Women also have to eat the afikomen and seemingly two kezesim because af hein hayu baos hanes. They're involved in the miracles. So women are chayav in all the mitzvahs of the leil seder. That includes the matzah, the maror, the dal kosas, the higat levincha, the sipur yitzis mitzrayim. Okay. Okay, now let's look at Sifkat and Hay, and then we'll finish here. Sifkat and Hay, the Mishnah Berurah writes, V'lo yivarech alav, there is no bracha on the afikomen, shurak lezecher. We don't make brachas on zechers, usually, ukanal. In Kasav Shla, Re'isi mibnei aliyah, I saw certain wonderful people, that shayu menashkin ha-matzos v'amar, they would kiss the matzah, and they would kiss the mara, v'chein ha-sukkah, b'knisasa, u'b'tiyasa. When they enter into the sukkah, and they leave the sukkah, they kiss the sukkah, V'chein arba minim shebalulav. They'd also they'd kiss the arba minim. V'kol l'chibub ha-mitzvah. This all just to show tremendous love for the mitzvahs. V'ashe mi she'oved Hashem b'simcha. An old chavrus of mine once told me that he asked his Rebbe in high school, what's the meaning of kissing a mezuzah? He said it's made up. He said something inappropriate. I won't say what he said, but it's a whole made up thing. Clearly, this rabbi never learned the Mishnah Berurah, other halacha svarim, but it's clearly a big inin to kiss mitzvahs. If we kiss svarim, we kiss the Sefer Torah, we kiss tzitzis, we kiss even mitzvahs like matzah mara. So there's a big inin. So they bring down the footnote here, the footnote number 7, Nadir Shu. I'm not sure again which one it is for you guys. It's in the Milum in the back in page 36 of mine. So there is an interesting custom here. If I can find the number 7 here. V'yeshenagu kiskula l'shmira. At the school for protection, we know Talel Shimurim. L'shmor chaticha me'afikomen. You save a piece of afikomen. V'linko ba nekev. You put a hole in it and you hang it from the wall as a shmir. That's the inin of the school, apparently. And one can even make a hole on yontif. That's not a violation of being makbe patish or binyan. One could do this even on yontif to hang it up. I saw recently an explanation as to why this is, but now it's escaping me. The explanation.
Hole in the matzah, but
hey, hole in the matzah. Hole in the matzah.
you
want to hang it on something, a hook or a string, to make a hole in the matzah. Now, I don't know practically how that's going to work. Only works with the soft dough. If you're using matzah, you make a hole and the whole thing's going to crumble to pieces. So seemingly the soft dough works. The shlo was the svardi, so he had soft dough.
Is there a shear? How long are you supposed to leave it hanging?
No, until it's
cooking.
Well, hours, if you could hang hours up, so then it'll be there all year. It doesn't get hard. They're always hard.
Take a thin string. You just go through one of the holes that's already there.
Yeah, it'd be hard. I'm not sure they're big enough. But either way, okay, so we'll stop here. Mirza Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up. We'll go through the different shirim of Revius and Kezias, for tomorrow night.